Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia. Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me. He has sent me to bring glad tidings to the poor. Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus came to Nazareth, where he had grown up, and went according to his custom into the synagogue on the Sabbath day. He stood up to read and was handed a scroll of the prophet Isaiah. He unrolled the scroll and found a passage where it was written, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to bring glad tidings to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim liberty to captives and recovery of sight to the blind, to let the oppressed go free, and to proclaim a year acceptable to God, to the Lord." Rolling up the scroll, he handed it back to the attendant and sat down. Then the eyes of all in the synagogue looked intensely at him. He said to them, "Today the scripture passage is fulfilled in your hearing." And all spoke highly of him and were amazed at the gracious words that came from his mouth. They also asked, "Is this not the son of Joseph?" He said to them, "Surely you will quote me this proverb, 'Physician, cure yourself,' and say, 'Do here in your native place the things that we heard were done in Capernaum.'" And he said, "Amen, I say to you, the prophet is accepted in his own native place. Indeed, I tell you, there were many widows in Israel in the days of Elijah, when the sky was closed after for 3.5 years, and a severe famine spread over the entire land. It was to none of these that Elijah was sent, but only to a widow in Zarephath, in the land of Sidon. Again, there were many lepers in Israel during the time of Elisha the prophet, yet not one of them was cleansed, but the Naaman the Syrian." When the people in the synagogue heard this, they were all filled with fury. They rose up, drove him out of the town, and led him to the brow of the hill on which their town had been built, to hurl him down headlong. But he passed through the midst of them and went away. Gospel of the Lord. Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia. People appreciate the word of Jesus, but because he come from a carpenter's family, they look down on him. They couldn't accept him as the Messiah. They explain Messiah is a powerful man. A person can go against the Roman Empire. But they don't see in the person of Jesus this characteristic. He's a simple man. He's just a carpenter. So for them, how can this be the Messiah? Jesus, just simple as before. He didn't argue with them. He just mentioned, "No prophets are welcome in their own country. It's so true for Jesus. But he doesn't care. He just go away to the other place. Even the people want to put him down the cliff, want to kill him. But his time not yet come. So he escaped his time being persecuted. But anyway, Jesus is teaching us what Paul is telling us, the same spirit. In the first reading, the reading from 1 Corinthians, St. Paul says, "When I came to you, brothers and sisters, proclaim the mystery of God, I did not come with sublimity of words of wisdom, for I resolved to know nothing while I was with you except Jesus Christ and Him crucified." Yeah, Jesus is preaching with the theme of crucifixion, of dying on the cross. Surely nobody can understand and can accept. Even we read from the Gospel that when Jesus mentioned this in another occasion, Peter said, "No, Jesus, it shouldn't come to you. I will protect you." You know what? Jesus called Peter, telling him that he is Satan, because he doesn't know to fulfill the will of God. So many times we thought we are following Christ, but because we follow one point, we do not love much enough. We do not see Jesus in each person. And this puts us always away from the love of God. But today, through the reading, once again, we tell Jesus, we want to listen to you. We want to follow you. It's so beautiful that in every moment we can live the will of God. Though at times you have to suffer, but the important is that we are called every strength to love everybody, to listen to everybody. We are not alone. Jesus is with us. Long near the day of our death, but today, yes, He is standing beside us, helping us, giving a helping hand to fulfill the will of God. Most importantly, to promise again to love every people next to us.